It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
Yo, Paulius!
Recent historical records have surfaced, proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to...
Yo, Paulius!
Asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
All right, a little schoolhouse rock for the old school guys in the room, right?
That's all of us.
It's the MCC Bighorn Blast podcast.
Yeah.
Also known as Speak Out.
It's a Gen X revolution in the podcast, yeah.
Nice. Excellent. It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024. We've got Mojave Community College in the house. Of course, that was James Jarman, Executive Director of College Communications. And you brought the best. You brought the second most famous person on Speak Out ever.
Behind Bill O'Reilly.
Dr. Stacy Klippenstein. That was a hoot, wasn't it?
That was, Paul. I appreciate that. For everybody out there, Paul cut me off to bring in Bill O'Reilly live. And, yeah, I said I'm his second favorite, not his first favorite. Yeah.
Well, the story goes, I told Bill, you're the second most famous person on Speak Out. And he goes, who's first? And I told him, Dennis Miller. Because it's true, you know. And he and Dennis were tour mates on the same concert tour for years and years. And I think we left him speechless. It was pretty funny. So anyway, and then you chimed in. Dr. K, I thought I was the second most famous. So that was great. I think I have a recording of that somewhere. At least I hope I do. All right. Welcome to the show, everybody. We're going to be talking about all things MCC. There's a lot. Man, you sent me some talking points.
That's only a little bit of what's going on at the college. It is a busy time.
Yes,
busy
it is.
Times.
Is Stacy going to have enough airtime?
I don't know how he carved out time to come in today.
Well, between the two of us, in our gab, is he going to have enough time to say anything? You know?
We'll let him take over the whole show here.
Like usual, I need to cut James off.
Give him the signal to cut him off.
So I haven't really asked you this before, Stacy, but. Are you a sports fan? I have a feeling you are
because of
the evolution of the college going into the NJCAA, right?
Yeah.
So are you following March Madness right now?
I do. I stopped kind of being big into college basketball a while back. I don't know why, but I do enjoy March Madness, absolutely. But I'm more of a college football, pro kind of sport person myself.
I stopped when the freshmen and sophomores started leaping into the NBA. You know, leaps and bounds, if you will. But, yesterday was a great day because UNR lost.
I'm a UNLV guy, right?
They lost to Dayton, which was even better. Yeah. So there were a lot of upsets yesterday.
Yeah. I think it was the 86% of brackets are already broken after the first games.
Wow. I was thinking about that statistically, but I really liked statistics in college. You know, I know I'm weird. I got into that class though, but I was thinking about that. How many different possibilities there are with the 64 team bracket and the final four and how many brackets are busted by now. So 87%.
Yeah. I think it was 86. So it was last night on the news. They were talking about that. Yeah. It was at BYU lost. That was one of the biggest upsets.
Sure.
And,
Kentucky lost.
Yeah, right. Kentucky. Yep. And so, yeah.
Again. If Purdue goes down, that's going to be something. So anyway, today, just finished, I believe, Northwestern and Florida Atlantic. And then you've got coming up at noon is New Mexico and Clemson, Vermont versus Duke, the Dukies, which we call them in Vegas, and TCU versus Utah State should be a pretty good matchup. And then we'll have second round games Saturday, tomorrow, of course, and Sunday from 9 a.m. to about 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. So that's on KNTR Sports, 94.3, 100.5. 980 a.m. And the lineup, I'm going to try to update it tonight or at least by tomorrow morning at kntrsports.com because you don't know who's in the second round yet.
Yeah.
You don't know who the matchups are. Right. So we'll try to get that done tonight or tomorrow morning at kntrsports.com. So if you're following March Madness, you can at least see who's playing this weekend. One more piece of housekeeping. Only because she gave me the t-shirt from the event before anybody else.
That's the key. Right?
Yes.
Bring Paul a t-shirt.
That's right. And you're my new best friend. Mustangs versus Camaros, the ultimate show where opposites attract. Join Blondies for their third annual show where Fords choose the best Chevy. The Camaros choose their favorite Mustang. It's a free event, no pre-registration. Is it no registration or no pre-registration?
Yeah, pre-registration.
I don't do
I guess you can register there.
That's like.
And we also have the car show for Bighorn Trex coming up in Havasu and in Bullhead.
The show and shines.
The word pre, like this portions of this program are pre-recorded.
Yeah.
That means they weren't recorded yet. Right?
Yeah.
Portions of this program were recorded. All right? Just say it that way. So you get it.
I hear what you're saying.
You get it.
I feel what you're putting
totally
down.
You totally get it. Right on. I'm just putting it out there, folks. So it's open to all clubs and lone wolves, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. James looked at me like
a
I was
peek into Paul's mind.
You looked at me like I was on TV Mars or something with all your experience in marketing. All right, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. is that show. I'll be out there after the cleanup on Highway 95 for the Kiwanis Club. Tomorrow is Earth Day in Havasu, and everybody's participating, including Kiwanis, Rotary, Lions, there's a lot of people, the Marine Association, everybody's going to be out cleaning some section of Havasu.
I think we have the Student Activities Council. I think some representatives from the college are out there too,
Right. So that's tomorrow morning. We'll be out there in our section in front of Staples at 8 a.m.
Oh, great.
So you'll see us all in our, I don't know, 30 vests. You have to wear those safety vests.
Yeah.
Right? And do the safety dance. So we're talking about summer and fall enrollment right now.
Yeah,
correct?
It is open. The enrollment window is open, and the classes, summer classes start May 28th. Fall starts August 19th. Time to get in there. If you go to mojave.edu and click the Apply Now button, it'll send you right to a page. If you're a new student, you'll see a button to click for new students, fill out the form. If you're a returning student, you'll click that button, and it'll take you over to another section where you can re-enroll, re-register. But now is the time, and we always try to encourage people to get in there as soon as possible so they can beat the lines and get the classes that they want and need.
And we're coming off a great spring and fall semester, but this spring right now, we're 9% up in our headcount, 14% up in how many credits are being taken by our students and compared to last year. So we're actually, that trend is moving in the right direction for us, more graduates. And that's what we're here for, right?
We talk to Carla Harkelrode every month on from ASU at Lake Havasu, and she always talks about there's a census date that they use to, I believe their enrollment was 211 or something. Do you have the same type of count date for MCC?
Yeah, usually every semester we have to turn in a 45th day kind of census, and it goes to the state. Then we do a year end as well. The whole idea around that is that's what they use to be able to calculate our end of the year enrollment numbers for next year projections on budget. So, we have to turn those in. But again, our spring semester, we did incredibly well. Fall semester was also up. So we're anticipating with the way registration's already moving with summer and next fall, we're doing very, very well. People are seeing a value in Mojave Community College.
Yeah.
What do you attribute that to, Dr. Klippenstein?
Well, I think one of it's the retention. We're seeing more students coming back. They're getting right on a pathway. It's something we call guided pathways or areas of interest. They're coming in and they're getting into that, and we have a lot of support mechanisms to keep them in. I think a lot of people are seeing value in our health program, seeing value in our current technical program, seeing value in our dual enrollment, high school students taking dual enrollment, the transfer programs. All across the board, we're really up. Which is great. Plus, our new programs that we are bringing in are going to start generating more and more students. But so it's a combination of everything. But across the board, we're seeing good enrollment trends.
And he was talking about value, and the latest research shows that for every dollar a student invests at the college in their education,
right,
they receive $6 in return in higher career earnings. So it's, I mean, you talk about a return on investment. That's an amazing return on investment there, and I think some students are realizing that you don't just get by with a high school diploma anymore. You need education after high school, and the college is the perfect place to get started.
Right. You've been at MCC how long now?
Since 5 years.
Since Dr. Kearns retired?
Yep, 5 years. Yeah.
Is it 5-year mark? Okay, so yeah, that's a benchmark of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Have you achieved certain goals, and are there certain goals that you still hope to achieve?
It's a continuous movement, right?
Oh, so it's a movement of the goal line?
Movement forward, yeah.
Really?
But no, I would say if you take a look at what we've done, like in our areas of interest, the startup of men's and women's soccer this upcoming fall, our facilities master plan now is ready to start to move into phase one, the strategic plan that we did early on and all the work we're doing annually with seeing that achievement, enrollment gains, all of that, it's exactly what I was hoping we would start moving towards. And now we'll see new programs coming on. We hope to see a new 4-year degree program coming on. So, yes, it's continuously improvement, continuous movement. But, yeah, we have achieved a lot of things in the last 5 years that we're proud of.
The biggest surprise to me being, I don't know, I've been in the area since 1989 between Laughlin, Bullhead City, Mojave Valley, Havasu, a long time in the area. The biggest surprise to me is the campus housing. Hmm. That I saw the flyover on that. I guess you used a drone, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
You should see it now.
I remember
now they have the walls up, the stucco on the side.
I remember when MCC was all portables out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was pretty amazing. How did you feel when you saw all of that going up and coming into fruition?
Well, relieved and also proud, right?
Yeah, right.
We have the right movement at the right time to be able to get our men's and women's soccer program up, but also start addressing some of the housing needs that we were hearing from our students, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So this is just kind of a first phase. We really hope with our facilities master plan and working with our community leaders and community folks themselves and students, the future of on-campus housing, affordable housing, that's very important to a lot of students. Same thing with, you know, obviously food insecurities, mm-hmm. And all of that. So we're trying to do everything we can to meet the students' needs, both with food, with mental health, with housing, and also just support mechanisms to make them a successful student.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Speaking of support mechanisms, the foundation, you have a lot of fundraisers going on. We've been talking about the golf tournament and promoting the golf tournament on all three Radio Central stations. Mm-hmm. Who wants to talk about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
The fundraiser is not specifically the golf tournament.
Yeah, exactly.
He is the golfer, by the way.
He looks like it.
I mean, yeah.
Is he lying?
Listen to him. Yes.
The senior tour, Colin.
What's your handicap?
282.
Are you looking for a new communications guy? He just called you senior tour.
I am. Thank you very much, Paul. Are you available? I better not do that. Steve might get mad.
Yeah, not on the air.
Not on the air. No, we do. The Booster Club, if you're not familiar with the Bighorn Booster Club, a great group of many individuals from Lake Havasu, Kingman, Bullhead, that have really worked hard over the last couple of years. And they have some golf tournaments coming up. If you look at April 12th and 13th down here in Lake Havasu at Iron Wolf, we have May 3rd and 4th in Bullhead, and also May 31st and June 1st in Kingman, where we do the Calcutta the night before. So it's fun for the teams as well as then the golf tournament. So those are just three foundational annual golf tournaments and fundraisers that we do, but they also do a lot of other things to generate a cash flow to support men's and women's soccer. And then we have the foundation itself that does a lot. We're planning right now a donor appreciation style of dinner down here in Lake Havasu in the end of May. I know each campus location does some fundraising to build up endowed funds. And so there's always something going on to help us raise funds for very important projects.
And if people want to know more information about those golf tournaments online, if they go to bighornscramble.com, they can see the dates. They can download the player team form. If they want to be a sponsor at one of the golf tournaments, the information's there. They can get a hold of the Booster Club. The Boosters really doing a great job reaching out. They started in Bullhead City, and they're reaching out now, Havasu and Kingman, and really great to see it moving forward.
Yeah, we have a new women's coach, so people can come out and meet the new women's coach.
I want to get to that in the next segment, but I want to stress the importance to the listener of the listeners of the Booster Clubs, because the soccer program is not generated through, you know, TV revenue, and we're not talking about major college TV revenue or media or any, we're talking about Booster Club revenue. This is like running a program as a nonprofit, right?
Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, our goal was to go into this to really have the Booster Club, some other auxiliary funds to really support the whole thing. And we're well on our way because the Legacy Foundation, they're $300,000 to kick off the program,
nice.
The Booster Club, all of that. So, yeah, and they are so committed. I mean, when you look at the new field, well, it's not a new field. It's a renovated field at the Rotary Park in Bullhead and what they've done there with the campus housing now and everything, and which had some donations to that. We just had another $5,000 donation to the campus housing project yesterday.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that going on, and, yeah, it takes a village. It does take a village.
Yeah, I got to give Terry Tomlinson a shout-out, by the way,
yeah.
the director of the BHHS Legacy Foundation, mm-hmm. who assumed the role. I don't want to say took over for Nancy Monjo, but, no, assumed the role from Nancy. She's just done a tremendous job. I used to work for Terry, in all mm-hmm. transparency. Mm-hmm. She was my executive director and president and CEO at the Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. So, I have a lot of respect for that woman. And
she does
the $300,000 seed money, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And right now we have, I think, on our rosters for men and women, we're running right around 16, 17 Mojave County student-athletes, which you wouldn't have seen 17 soccer players going on to play college soccer before.
Right. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we're happy.
I wish I had that shot, you know? No, I mean, back in the day, it's nice to see the sport that you love growing as much as it has. And then growing in such a, I mean, let's face it, it is what it is. This is a micro market, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now they have a soccer program here?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. All right, so let's go ahead and take a short break. It's Led Zeppelin, because classic rock. You like classic rock. You like 80s rock. I know Stacy likes. Look at that. The two thumbs up from the president of Mojave Community College, Dr. Stacy Klippenstein. We've also got James Jarman here, executive director of college communications. And I'm going to give away Diamondbacks tickets for opening weekend, right? March 31st, Easter Sunday. It's been a hard sell so far, and I don't know why. We're talking about the National League championship defending champion, Arizona Diamondbacks, right? The team that won the pennant last year, folks. You can go see them. You get four tickets on us, and it's field level. So there you go. March 31st, Diamondbacks Rockies. Give me a call, 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Back on Speak Out, I'm Paul Lavoy, and we'll take a phone call in a moment. We're going to send that one out to Marissa June. Yeah, she's coming in. Thumbs up. The 19-year-old Rush fan, right? That's wild. She loves her classic rock. She's wearing a Queen shirt today. So,
yeah.
And I got to give another shout-out to listener Cody. I forgot to do that yesterday. We had mentioned on the Real Estate Power Hour that we have like 7 listeners on the program, right? And Cody texted me and said, hey, I'm number 8. So I listen every single day. So I had to give him a shout out. And then if you go to his Facebook, he's 30-something, I would guess, and a skateboard God. I was like, I mean, really good.
Oh, wow.
Really, really, really good. So he definitely stays in shape that way. So thanks for listening, Cody. We appreciate it. And congratulations to Matt, who just picked up the Easter Sunday tickets to the Diamondbacks and Rockies. That would be James Jarman's Colorado Rockies.
That's right. Yeah, from Colorado.
Poor guy.
Initially Pacific Northwest, though. I was born and raised Pacific Northwest in the rain, yeah.
All right, I'm going to ask the caller to hang on for a second. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Patio Paradise by Just Meats. All the cuts, all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. 1 year older than the London Bridge. And maybe a year older than James Jarman. I don't know. Ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. And our newest sponsor, Blonzy's Steakhouse, where steaks are just the beginning. They also feature the Prius and all-veggie sandwich and one of the best breakfasts around. An assortment of breakfasts. I'm going to try them tomorrow after the cleanup on the highway. 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. I should say I'm going to eat another Blonzy's breakfast, as it shows, right? So there you go. All right, we've got a phone call, and we also have James Jarman and Dr. Stacy Klippenstein in the studio from Mojave Community College. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah, I was calling about the tickets, but I think I'm too late.
Yeah, you're too late.
Oh, well, I was close.
Try the next weekend home series, and we'll be giving them away that week, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Bye. Appreciate it. Thank you for listening. At least he's turned it into talk radio, not just listen radio,
and
right?
Starting, you know, where they can go see, you know, some great competition for free starting in August. You know, the Bighorn athletic programs, soccer teams, they're going to start playing next August. They're getting ready to go, recruiting now. We just have hired the new women's coach, Coach Podine. So he is in town and ready to roll. He hit the ground running at the women's camp at the field house last weekend, and everything's looking good. He would have been here this week, too, but now he's back in Louisiana packing up, getting ready to come back out.
Well, I saw where he was involved. People say Ajax of Holland, but it's Ajax with that club. And if he was involved with that club, he knows what he's looking for. That's a specific attack style in Holland and defending. So,
well, both he and Camilo, the head coach of the men's team, played professionally. So, they both know. Mm-hmm, and they both know the world of soccer as well. So,
No offense, Dr. Klippenstein, but I was hoping that Camilo could come in as well.
Offense taken, but that's okay, Paul. Camilo's been awesome, and he would be great on a radio show, and I know you've had him before. So.
When did the promotion come to athletic director? Was he hired as athletic director?
Yeah, originally we hired him in as the men's coach, but also director of soccer operations to get really things going.
Okay.
But the role that he's been playing has been a strong role as an athletic style director.
What is that role? What is he? Is he going out physically recruiting players?
Well, he does that as part of his men's coaching position, of course. But the back end of the operations of running an athletic program, setting up the annual budget, working with the booster club, a lot of that really does fall on an athletic director, and that's really what he's been doing for almost 2 years.
Right. A lot behind the scenes, Dr. Klippenstein was saying. I don't think a lot of people realize, but to get a program up and running, a collegiate program in the NJCAA, a lot of I's to dot, a lot of T's to cross, a lot of red tape he has to go through, and so Camilo is handling that side of it as well.
I saw where there were quite a few local players, both on the men's and women's teams, that have already been recruited, and looks like that they're probably going to be in the starting lineup as well.
Yeah, there's definitely some great talent that they're finding, both here and also regionally, right? So Las Vegas, the tri-state region. And so right now I think we're at 16 or 17, as I said before. A lot of local women athletes that will be joining us. Again, great talent. And I know Robert coming in. I think we still have they want to get to 24 to 25 student athletes. We're probably running maybe a total of 15 more student athletes to recruit to hit that magic number of 24 to 25 each team.
Right.
So that's, 48 to 50 new student athletes coming to Mojave Community College.
Yeah, and you got a really good competition there with the Avapai, I know. There's a few good teams in Arizona that are junior college teams.
This NJCAA Region 1 that we're in is the best.
Really?
There's a couple of them that usually produce very, very good.
Yeah.
Maybe national champs, but definitely Region 1 is always in the mix.
Yeah. It almost always, if you look at the finals, there's a Region 1 team, Conference 1, which is state of Arizona. There's usually a team there in the top three every year.
So, interesting. Yeah. I want to see that online if we can get together later and send me a link to some of those matches. That would be very cool to watch. What is Bighorn Trek? You kind of alluded to that in the last segment. Tell me about Bighorn Trek.
Yeah, if you go to bighorntrek.com, it'll take you right to the webpage where we have some information on it. We have the event coming to the Bullhead City campus on the 28th, so next Thursday, and then the event on the Havasu campus on Friday, April 5th. And really what that is we get all of the programs out there, so all of the academic programs that you can take. We have industry partners as well out there. So let's say, for example, you're interested in welding. Well, you'll be able to talk to the welding instructor, and then you'll also, right next to him, be able to see a company that might hire you once you get out of the welding program. And the industry leaders can tell you a little bit about what it's going to take, what the careers involve, what they pay, what might be available, you know, in a couple of years, what might be available now. There's also Arizona at Work is going to have a hiring event, so a job fair at both of the campuses for that. So if you're looking for work, you can set some time aside, come down, join in, meet up with Arizona at Work. They're going to have a lot of companies there. And we also have the car show, the Show and Shine car show at both events. So if you're into cars, just come down to the campuses on those days, and you can learn all about the college and how the college can help you, and you can enjoy the car show.
Yep, food trucks, everything.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dr. Klippenstein, you have your doctorate, obviously, mm-hmm. but vocational education is such a good route for a lot of students these days. Does that surprise you, being a doctorate, you know, having the level of education that you have?
You know, I worked a lot of years at universities, and so we were always concentrating on those four-year degree, master's degrees, doctorate degrees.
Right.
One thing I fell in love with when I was up working in Montana, we had a career and technical educational unit at the university I was at. And the amazing stories of these people who changed their lives by getting that one-year certificate or two-year degree. And then also the amount of industry that was coming into the area that they weren't looking for the bachelor's degree. They were looking for that person with the associate's degree, some sort of short-term skilled training,
right,
which is what the community colleges provide. Matter of fact, the data shows that of all the 10 jobs for any new industry, one typically needs some type of professional degree, two needs about a bachelor's degree, seven need to be an associate degree or certificate of some form to be able to help. So I find it an extreme value, and more people are finding it as a value as well.
Were you at UM? Is that in Bozeman?
Oh, no. I was at Montana State University in Billings.
Montana State. Right? Oh, in Billings.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect. Yep. We called that, when I went through there, I met a pool shark from there. I used to work for the EPA back when I was in college. I went through Billings and lost a little bit of money there.
Got hustled.
Uh-huh. I was a good pool player, but not as good as this guy.
I have to apologize now for doing that to you.
His name was Bo Klippenstein.
No, he actually went by the name The Cat. And he drove a car that looked just like the General Lee. It was, why? No. This is stuff you can put in chapters of books, right? Exactly. All right, we're going to go out with some Aerosmith. He's still got James Jarman laughing. And, I'm Paul Lavoie. Again, Dr. Stacy Klippenstein, MCC president, our guest, and his sidekick, James Jarman, executive director of college communications. You do a great job, by the way. I don't see, I definitely don't see me filling any shoes there. That guy's.
He is good.
He's good. He's really good.
Yeah, no, we heard you talk about the senior golf moment there. You got gunning for it. Yeah.
Boy, he's still holding on to that. Anyway, back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Speak Out will continue. There's one for Charlie Blackman and one for James Jarman and your Colorado Rockies.
Love that song.
Oh, you probably love the song better than the team because they've been finishing in last place the last, what, three, four seasons?
Yeah. Yeah, I never really followed the Rockies too much, but I had some friends that went to the games all the time. They said the games were a lot better when you're there in person.
Oh, yeah.
Even if they lost.
Especially when they play this song when Blackman comes up.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, the Rockies had a player that I followed way back in the day. Actually, they had a manager that I followed as a player way back in the day. Clint Hurdle was one of the phenoms of the Kansas City Royals organization, but he never panned out as a player. He was supposed to be like the next Bo Jackson, right? Mm-hmm. Clint Hurdle. Yeah. And then he became the manager of the Rockies and won a world championship. So there you go. Mm-hmm. No, they won the World Series when he was the manager.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's, I don't know. I never followed the Rockies, but I like the fact that they had Clint Hurdle. So there you go. All right. Speak Up brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere, a fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair and see my brother from another mother. That would be Hollis Googe playing tonight at The Chair. You see Hollis?
Hollis is awesome.
Marissa plays with Hollis every once in a while.
Oh, well, I have to remember that.
Yeah. Not over there, but on stage with Chucky Bumps. Hollis will sit in sometimes. By Springberg Wealth Management, by Mojave Community College. Love those guys.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the continued sponsorship, by the way. We appreciate it. By SunPower, by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, and by Doritos Place, providing Havasu with all natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. And don't forget to shop local, spend local, eat local, play local, and always check out Mojave Community College. Because they're local. They're all local in four communities.
Mm-hmm.
One that can't hear us and three that can't.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right?
Right.
Yeah. Got to get across the, well, they could listen online. Yeah. But, over the area. Yeah. You got to get across the canyon.
A lot of people do now. They'll go to KNTRtalk.com and click that listen live button. And we get really good streaming numbers from that.
So yeah.
Very, very cool. Very cool. People don't just listen in the car anymore, right?
Right.
And
they
want local news and they want local information. So it's all about shopping local. All right. We're going to go to the Bighorn Blast newscast while we have about 15 minutes left in the program. So kind of give me the rundown on
this. So we do the newscast. It's a compilation of a lot of the events and things happening at the college, and we get it down to about 4 or 5 minutes so we can show our board of governors each month, and then we send it out. We put it on the college YouTube channel, and that's where this is that you're going to play, and folks can go to the college newsroom, which is mojave.edu/newsroom, and they'll see the button that'll click them right over to the podcast and the newscast.
Love that narrator, by the way.
Hey, he's awesome, huh?
The best voice in Arizona.
Yeah. Wow, thanks.
The silky tones. Yeah.
You wanted to sound
you're
good
number
today?
Two. Yeah. You're number two.
Oh, I'm the second best.
Now you're number two, yeah.
Now I'm number two. Great. All right, here's the Bighorn Blast newscast for March.
First up, big honors for the Bighorns, who are the new All-Arizona Academic Team members from MCC. Congratulations to Jennifer Shapley, Tenny McWilliams, Samantha Covey, Kevin Galton, Ashley Teodosio, Fiona Petty, Mandy Price, and Alisa Hammond. All of the Arizona Academic Team members from across the state were recently honored at a ceremony in Phoenix. The university transfer team receives tuition waivers to any public university in Arizona. Workforce academic team members qualify to compete for several national scholarships. You can read more about the team members in your local papers and in the college newsroom at mojave.edu/newsroom. Congratulations to the winter paramedic graduates. The Bullhead City Campus hosted a coin ceremony for the 15 grads, their families, and college employees. The ceremony signifies their completion of the college paramedic program as they transition into their career. Head to mojave.edu, then in the middle of the homepage, click the Health and Public Services button, then scroll down and click Emergency Medical Services for more information on becoming a paramedic. The College Corporate Education Division partnered with the City of Havasu and Arizona at Work to celebrate recent graduates of the Supervisor Excellence Academy as part of MCC's Workforce Excellence Series. The Corporate Education Division's Workforce Excellence Series offers 6 courses to help improve employee and management skills in a variety of areas. The short-term classes are just some of the many non-credit offerings in which students gain skills without pursuing a college degree. At Mojave.edu/workforce, you can get more information on the classes offered. The Neal Campus Kingman was in spirit mode and hosted many events for students and employees to welcome in the spring semester. Donuts with the Dean was one of the popular events, and it featured Dr. Tanya Jackson and the new Dean of Student Success, Jack Holes. The Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society hosted a cookout with burgers and hot dogs. The Club Rush event is always a great opportunity for students to get information and see how many clubs are on campus. And back by popular demand, students were able to enjoy free movie night at Brendan Theaters in Kingman. The culinary program wowed the crowd at the Taste of Bullhead competition. They took home first place for best dessert. The Bullhead Chamber hosts the annual event, and the college culinary program's always a big hit. Visit the culinary webpage at mojave.edu/culinary for more information on the program. The women's soccer program hosted its second ID camp to identify future college players. Ninth graders through college level players were invited to participate in the camp at the Anderson Fieldhouse in Bullhead City. These camps aim to identify future players and help them develop skills to compete at the college level. Men's team camps are currently registering players. And for more information, head to MojaveSoccerCamps.com for the dates and how to sign up.
And the best part about the beautiful game, you guys,
doesn't
change much. There aren't that many rule changes from when I played in the 80s,
yeah.
In the 70s and 80s.
I think what's going to be fun, and talking with Camilo and Coach Podine, is that people here are used to high school and youth soccer. And college soccer, according to them, and I haven't been to a college soccer game, but apparently it's really rowdy. And really boisterous.
Really?
And, yeah, so
like the MLS.
Fans are encouraged to yell and scream for their team. And whereas if you go to the high school or the youth games, it's much more subdued.
Really?
So it'll be fun, I think. Yeah, getting people into that mode of, you know, hey, get out there and cheer for them and, you know, yell and scream, you know. So it'll be fun, I think. Yeah.
Soccer moms don't yell anymore? What the heck?
Yeah, according to them, it's quite the scene,
right.
You know, when you can get the crowds out there, the crowds can really kind of cut loose. Mm-hmm. And that they were talking, we were talking earlier about the camps. Yeah, as you heard there, the boys camps are coming up. The boys camp for ninth through college seniors is April 6th.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
And if you go to MojaveSoccerCamps.com, you can register, get more information there. The next camp they're going to have is going to be June 29th, and that again for ninth through college seniors, but you can go there and register now and get locked in. And those camps are going to be over at the Fieldhouse in Bullhead City.
So, Dr. Klippenstein, are those camps a direct recruiting opportunity for the coaches then?
Yeah, when they do ID camps, they have that availability. Of course, they have to stay within NJCAA rules and when you can actually do those camps and do the recruitment, but that's a big part of what they try to do with those ID camps. Yep. So so if you're a sophomore in high school, junior in high school, and you want to begin to get noticed and you believe you have those skills, these are great camps to come to.
Yeah, and that's why they call them ID camps. So that was one of the learning curves for us too, is what's this ID camp? Well, it's identify future college players.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. All right, the all-academic team for Arizona, you had the chance to go to – I saw the press release. I'm like, wow, he went to Phoenix for this. You know, that must have been a really big deal for you.
It is. You know, it's one of those annual things that I really, really enjoy because it's an opportunity to highlight great students we have from Mojave County or Mojave Community College, but also across the state, all 10 of the community college districts. There was a total of 77 students recognized. We had seven. We had eight recognized, 77 across the state of Arizona, and it's in collaboration with the Arizona Board of Regents. So the three state universities all participate, and these students have win scholarships or receive scholarships to go on to complete their four-year mm-hmm. degree at one of the three state universities. So it's a way for us to recognize students who are doing well academically, who also give time for community service and are in leadership-style positions on our college campuses.
Mm-hmm. I like that. It has a community service component involved.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they get the, as Dr. Klippenstein was saying, they get the scholarships so they get to finish their bachelor's degree for free. I mean, the tuition is waived, essentially, for them if they're on the All-Arizona academic team at one of the community colleges. So it's really a great program, and it shows, too, that the universities understand the value of the community college system. And when you look at the statistics, students that start at a community college have a much higher rate of finishing at the university than those who just go straight into the university.
So speaking of, commencement will be here soon. I mean, it's hard to believe, right? It's March.
Yeah.
So you're looking, what, the end of May, mid-May?
May 10th.
Yeah.
About May 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the culmination of it all. I mean, really, if you looked at the community college, if you're from the outside and you looked at it as a business, the product is the students. And so the graduation ceremony, that's really the, you know, the finishing touch. That's what they all work for. And so it's just so great to be there and see them and their families, because it's a lot of hard work. I mean, it's going at finishing college is not an easy thing to do, especially with a lot of our students. They're working, they have families, they have kids. So that's a lot of juggling, that has to go through it. So when they graduate, you know, that's really the celebration of all the work that they and their families have put in.
Does that mean Colorado City comes down here as well for
that?
Yeah,
we do have students come down from Colorado City for that end of Bullhead. So we have it at the field house. You know, we'll have 300 plus students walking that day. We might have 650 student graduates, but 300 to 400 that would be walking. And it's a fun celebration. 3 o'clock, May 10th at the field house.
You know, I saw another press release the other day about the nursing program. And that's a lot to be proud of. They took their boards, the ones that have taken their boards, perfect scores.
Yep.
And, that's gotta be something you're really proud of.
Oh, for community colleges who offer a nursing degree or nursing program to have a 100% pass rate from recent graduates of the national exam.
That's what I meant.
To pass that, to be a registered nurse for the state of Arizona, you need to pass that NCLEX. So to have 100% passing that, that's incredible work of both our faculty, right, and as well as the student. Student puts in a lot of time. So we're so proud of the recent graduates.
Now, you have a partnership with ASU at Lake Havasu with that program too, correct?
Yeah, ASU Lake Havasu has what they call a post-bac nursing pathway.
Right.
And so what they do is they utilize our facilities for certain clinical things, our SIMS and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, we do try to work with them as much as possible.
I thought the students could transfer as well, credit-wise.
Well, yeah, vice versa. Right?
Your students can transfer there to further their studies.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
That's
very
cool.
A lot of that.
And that's one nice thing, too, about having ASU Havasu here is that's what I usually tell folks is if you have a student and they're interested in one of the bachelor's degrees that ASU Havasu has, perfect. Start at MCC, get your 100 and 200 level classes done, transfer over there, and, you know, they can finish up. And that is the biggest value in town right there because the tuition at ASU Havasu isn't as much as it is at the main campus. And so you can stay at home, you can go to ASU Havasu, you know, you start here, you get the great savings through MCC with those 100 and 200 level classes, then you transfer over, get the lower tuition at ASU Havasu compared to the main university, and it's just a great deal for parents and students here locally.
So a couple minutes left in the show, but I wanted to ask Dr. Klippenstein a question. I think I'm going to get cut off by a caller, though. Since this show is dedicated to the listener, we're going to take a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Paul, Russ Mascari.
Hey, Russ, how are you? Got about 2 minutes left. What's up?
Well, I'll make it quick. I've been in touch off and on with Dr. Klippenstein and Mr. Brown and trying to get information from them, from their communications department, flyers and information on JPEG or PNG. I do a lot of posting on Facebook and website, LinkedIn, and a lot military and some transitioning Marines coming out of the service, etc.
Right.
And I'd like to put their messages out there, but it's difficult when it's all sent in PDF. So, you know, I'll make an appeal one more time. Something in JPEG or PNG, I'll be glad to copy and paste it on all the various miscellaneous military pages that I post on.
That's
all
right, great to know. Hey, did you get the email on March 7th for the those documents for the Bighorn Scramble?
I don't think I did. I'll look in, but I don't think I received that. I think it's still on the mailing list.
Okay, yeah. Shoot me over an email, and then at jjarman@mojave.edu. I'm looking at it now. It looks like March 7th it was sent to your Gmail account. But, yeah, shoot it over if you got a different one, and we'll make sure you get it.
From the jarhead to the jarman. I love it. That's great.
That's great, Paul.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, Russ.
Thanks, Russ.
All right, thanks, Russ. We appreciate it. Russ was on the program this week. No, I wanted to just comment real quick, if we can. The Havasu-Kingman corridor for many, many years has been, I don't know what the word is, but disparaged as a wasteland for the, no college degrees here. But you're changing that, aren't you?
We're really trying to change that. It's all about attainment. And you know, state of Arizona's goal was 60% of the population to have some sort of higher ed degree to really help with economic development, economic viability. And
right.
We're trying to do everything we can in that. And we have a lot of industries that are looking at coming in from the outside and find this a viable place to be. And, well, you need a workforce as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys, man, this hour went by fast.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very fast.
Let's do another one.
Yeah. You want to do another hour? Yeah. You want to cut into Hannity, huh?
Yeah.
You want to get phone calls? We'll get phone calls then. All right. Thanks for being on the show, Dr. Stacy Klippenstein, MCC President, and James Jarman, of course, Executive Director of College Communication.
Yeah. And a shout-out, if you're going to be at the Kiwanis Kids Day in Bullhead tomorrow, we'll see you there. We'll have the dental booth and the college booth set up, so
perfect.
You can swing on by.
You just made Larry's day.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Paul.
Back with more in a moment. I'll have a final shot. Bunch of events going on tomorrow. You got the Havasu Earth Day, of course, all over town. If you want to help out with that, just call pretty much any community organization. They'll have a team out there that will be cleaning the lakes, the rivers, actually Lake Havasu, and then all around. And there's a desert cleanup. There's a highway cleanup. You name it. Then there's the Parrot Head Club is having their poker walk on Main Street. You can register between 2 and 4 at Desert Martini. $25 for one hand, $100 for five hands. And they stop at Best Brews Tap Room, Legend Sport Bar, McKee's Pub, Poorhouse, Jersey's Grill. And, yeah, you'll want to check that out. Then there's a golf tournament at Los Lagos. There's a Troop Box Convoy car show. There's the car show over at Blonzy's. There's just so much going on tomorrow. Should be a great weekend. And I'll talk to you again on Monday. Of course, we're going to have County Supervisor Buster Johnson in the studio. And then we're going to have somebody, we're going to be talking about a veterans event that's going on in Parker. We'll have somebody from the state, the VA, I believe it is, and we'll be talking about that hiring event in Parker. So, all right, join us on Monday. We'll see you then.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.